today's contestants, a data scientist from Hatfield, Pennsylvania, Ashwin Manya. A middle school math teacher from Lake Oswego, Oregon, Heather Nelson. And our returning champion, a slot floor person from San Marcos, California, John Cuevas, whose two-day cash winnings total $52,511. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy!
Thank you, Johnny. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Quite often, our end-of-the-week show on Jeopardy! Provides a little bit of extra excitement and suspense. Let's see if it works out that way today with Ashwin, Heather, and John. Good luck. Here we go. Now the categories. First off, 1984. That was a good year. IKEA names. A little bit of this and that. We want you to name the author in this one. Those are my literary characters. It's followed by Hollywood and Line, not Vine. And finally, Post Haste. Each correct response will begin with H-A, but will come after Haste in the dictionary. John.
1984, 200.
In September, Pope John Paul II visited this country and spoke up for the rights of the Inuit. John.
What is Canada?
Good.
1984, 400.
1984 was the first model year for the minivan from this company with Lee Iacocca as its CEO. John?
What is Chrysler?
Yes.
84, 600.
The rainbow is mandating a new definition of greatness, he told the 1984 Democratic Convention. John?
It was Jesse Jackson.
You got him.
84, 800.
Answer. Daily double. All right. And three consecutive correct responses in a row have earned you $1,200 to put at risk on this daily double.
Let's make it a true daily double.
Okay, here is the clue for you. Thousands gathered at this iconic L.A. location for Olympic track and field events.
What is the L.A. Coliseum?
You are right. And you're up to $2,400 now.
1984, 1000.
Prince Charles came to give Brunei independence as an Islamic one of these, based on the title of the man to Charles's right. Ashwin.
What is a sultan?
Yes, sultan or sultanate.
Let's go IKEA names for 200.
Spokia, meaning to haunt, is a line of these to illuminate kids' rooms. Heather.
What are lights?
Be more specific.
Fairy lights?
No. John.
What are nightlights?
Nightlights, that's it.
IKEA names, 400.
Billy, a popular one of these, especially for your library, is named for IKEA employee Billy Lillydoll. Ashwin.
What is a bookshelf?
Yes.
Let's go IKEA names for 600, please.
Alkalisk is the name for these sold at IKEA. Heather.
What are batteries?
Yes.
IKEA for 800.
This item that you often need to buy at checkout for $1.50 is called fratta. Ashwin.
What is a hot dog?
No. John.
What is water?
No. Heather.
What is a bag?
Yes.
A shopping bag?
Shopping bag, right you are.
IKEA for 1,000.
Rugs called Roskil, Silkibor, and Osted are among things bearing names of towns, not in Sweden, but in this country. Country is Denmark. Back to you, Heather.
This and that for 200, please.
In July of 2019, this D.C. monument was turned into a rocket for the 50th anniversary of Apollo 11. John.
What is the Washington Monument?
That's it.
This and that, 400.
A giant sculpture of a dead Norwegian blue parrot in London celebrated the 2014 reunion of this comedy troupe. Heather.
What is Monty Python?
Yes.
This and that for 6.
O vulgaris, a species of this mollusk has been called the most intelligent of all invertebrate animals. Heather.
What is an octopus?
Yes.
I'll take this and that for 800, please.
The U.S. Navy wanted to paint this bridge that opened in 1937 with yellow and black stripes so that it would be more visible in the fog. John.
What is the Golden Gate Bridge?
Right.
This and that, 1,000.
Qualitex, which offers an exam to become a CBA, certified this artist, is a brand of microfoil and latex ones. And here we're talking about balloons. All right, all three of you on the plus side. That's good. We'll take a break. Back in a moment, folks. Ashwin Munyon is from Hatfield, Pennsylvania. And your family seems to do a lot of traveling, because I notice here that you guys visited Peru. You also traveled to Australia, and your parents took you to the Sydney Opera House?
That's right. We had my family had booked a performance at the Sydney Opera House, and it was Richard Wagner's Ride of the Valkyries, or Flight of the Valkyries. And the only problem was that I was so jet-lagged when I arrived that I fell asleep and was out the whole thing.
Were you really disappointed that you slept through the performance? Are you a big opera fan?
I don't know. I didn't see it.
Oh, so that's your only experience with opera?
Yes, it is, unfortunately.
All right, okay. Heather Nelson is from Lake Oswego, Oregon. She won sixth grader of the year in her county.
Yes. So I was a pretty awfully behaved child in school. I was always very bored, and so I misbehaved. And my sixth grade teacher figured out what to do with me, and as a result, she ended up nominating me, and I won sixth grader of the year for my entire county. And then I turned around to become a sixth grade math teacher.
Good for you. John Cuevas is our champion. We keep introducing as a slot floor person.
Yeah, anything that has to do with the slot machines, I take care of, be it paying out jackpots or waking people up who've fallen asleep at the machines.
My mother would have loved you, because she loved playing the slots. And when she won big, she would look for the slot floor worker and say, come on.
Oh, wow.
Dish it out. Dish it out. All right, let's get back into this. You have command of the board. So go ahead. Make a selection as we continue.
Hollywood in line 200.
A classic line from this 1972 film is, I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse. John.
What is The Godfather?
Yes.
Line 400.
Movie that gave us Dyna Guy, snagged on takeoff, splashdown, sucked into a vortex, no capes. John.
What is The Incredibles?
Yes.
Line 600.
I am not Mr. Lebowski. You're Mr. Lebowski. I'm this moniker. John.
What is The Dude?
I'm The Dude. Yes.
Line 800.
From 1984. It is out there. It doesn't feel pity or remorse or fear. And it absolutely will not stop ever until you are dead. John.
What is The Terminator?
Correct.
Line 1000.
Jennifer Lawrence to Bradley Cooper in this film. Calm down, crazy. John?
What is Silver Linings Playbook?
You got them. All of them, as a matter of fact.
Post-haste 200.
This last name, alone or paired with McCoy? John?
What is Hatfield?
Yes.
Post 400.
The tough way to pledge a fraternity? John?
What is hazing?
Yes.
Post 600.
In ye olden days, this two-word stuff was thick boiled flour, often eaten as a quick breakfast. Heather?
What is haggis?
No. What is hasty pudding? John, go again.
Post 800.
It's a fish nursery. Heather?
What is a hatchery?
Good.
Post for 1,000.
A country bumpkin. John?
What is a hayseed?
That's it.
Those are my literary characters, 200.
Jem Finch, Mayella Ewell. Heather?
Who is Harper Lee?
Yes.
Literary 400.
Jason Bourne. A whole lot of people chasing Jason Bourne. The author is Robert Ludlum. Back to you, Heather.
Literary 6.
Robert Langdon and the hulking albino named Silas. Heather?
Who is Dan Brown?
Yes.
Literary 8.
Arthur Dimmesdale, young Goodman Brown. Ushwin.
Who is Hawthorne?
Good, and now the last clue. Mr. Samler, who had a planet. Von Humboldt Fleischer, who had a gift. And the author is Saul Bellow. All right, that does it for the first round of play. Ushwin, you're going to go first in Double Jeopardy right after this. All right, let's see how many clues we can get to in this Double Jeopardy round. Ushwin, here are the categories. I want you first to kneel before me, followed by geographic numbers, a brush with death, 13-letter words. Sounds tougher than it is. We'll deal with the Royal Society of London, and finally, the Grammy Awards, which are on television this Sunday. Start us off.
Let's go geographic numbers for 800.
The Aventine, Celian, Capitoline, Esquiline, Palatine, Quirinal, and Viminal are these. They are the seven hills of Rome. Ushwin, go again.
Geographic numbers for 1,200, please.
Answer. Nearly double. All right. You have 1,400 only, but you can risk up to 2,000.
Let's make it a true daily double.
All right. for $2,800. It's in the middle of the Susquehanna River, just south of Harrisburg. Ashwin?
What is Gettysburg?
No, remember the category is geographic numbers. The correct response here, what is Three Mile Island? All right, go again.
Geographic number 1600.
Chogori and Dapsang are local names for this very tall mountain. Heather.
What is K2?
You got it.
Geographic for 2000.
There aren't actually eight rivers in this Jamaica port, but there are plenty of resorts like Sandals Royal Plantation. Heather.
What is Ochos Rios?
No. Ashwin or John? Oh, Heather, you added an
Ocho
S.
It's Rios.
Ocho Rios. Pick again, though.
Geographic for 4, please.
Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, and Utah meet at a spot called this. Heather.
What is Four Corners?
That's it.
I'll take Neil before me for 4, please.
Before Neil Gorsuch, A.B. Neil similarly believed in the original meaning of the Constitution as Chief Justice of this in Tennessee. Ashwin.
What is the state Supreme Court?
Yes.
Neil before me, 800.
Neil Gaiman won a Newbery Medal for the Graveyard Book. This Neil won a Pulitzer for Lost in Yonkers. John.
Who is Simon?
Good.
Neil before me, 1600.
2 years before Neil Diamond was born there, this Laughter in the Rain singer-songwriter was born in Brooklyn. His name is Neil Sedaka. John.
Neil, 1200.
Before guitarist Neil Giraldo, there was this other Neil from Ohio who piloted the X-15 to the edge of space. Heather.
Who is Armstrong?
Good.
Neil for 2000.
In journalism, before Neil Cavuto came Neil Sheehan, who got a huge scoop in 1971 with these Defense Department documents. John?
What are the Pentagon Papers?
You got them.
A Brush with Death, 1600.
Answer. Daily Double. All right.
4,000.
El Greco's painting of the Virgin Mary cradling her dead son is called this, like Michelangelo's famous sculpture of the same subject. John?
What is the Calvary?
No, Heather wishes she had this clue because the correct response is Pietà, the Pietà. All right, you're still in the lead, but it's closer now. Go.
A Brush with Death, 400.
A cleaver in the head is part of Bellini's Assassination of St. Peter. This, one who dies for his faith. Heather.
What is a martyr?
Yeah.
Brush with Death for 800.
A Tahitian girl named Teha Amana stares at the viewer in his painting, Manao Tupapau, Spirit of the Dead Watching. And the artist is Paul Gauguin. Heather, go again.
I'll take 13-letter words for 400.
Bodybuilding includes a fair amount of this activity using barbells and other resistance training devices. Ashwin.
What is weightlifting?
Yes.
Let's go 13-letter words for 800.
The formula for this measure of a circle is pi times the diameter. Heather.
What is circumference?
Good.
13 for 12.
It's the term for repetitive echoing. And that 13-letter word is reverberation. Heather.
13 for 600. 1600, please.
13-letter adjective for the fluid that surrounds the brain and other parts of the nervous system. And that word is cerebrospinal. Back to you, Heather.
13 for 2000.
This adjective, with a meaning similar to rebellious, refers to one who won't accept the authority of a superior. John.
What is insubordinate?
Good.
Brush with Death, 1200.
The skeleton atop the canopy bed is a reminder of our mortality, said this woman who painted herself in the dream. Ashwin.
Who is Kahlo?
Frida Kahlo, right you are.
Let's go to the Royal Society of London for 400.
In 1919, the Society was able to confirm Einstein's theory of general relativity by photographing this event you shouldn't stare at. Ashwin.
What is a solar eclipse?
Yes.
Let's go Royal Society of London for 800.
In 1703, this scientist had enough gravitas to be named president of the society. Ashwin.
Who is Newton?
Yes.
Let's go London for 12.
The society first met in 1660 after a lecture by this architect, long before he designed St. Paul's Cathedral. Ushwin.
Who's Wren?
Christopher Wren, yes.
Royal Society for 16.
In one of the Society's first experiments, this founding member, soon to be known for his law of gases, tested an air pump. Ushwin?
Who's Boyle?
Robert Boyle, yeah.
London for 2000.
In 1920, the Society awarded William Bateson a Royal Medal for his work in this field of biology he had named in 1905. Ushwin?
What is botany?
No. Heather or John? The field he named was genetics. Ushwin, you did well. You're at 4,000.
Let's go A Brush with Death for 2,000.
Jacques-Louis David painted the death of this Frenchman in 1793, the year of his assassination. Ushwin?
Who is Marat?
You are right. Less than a minute to deal with the last category.
Grammy for 4.
The 2015 record of the year was Uptown Funk by this guy and featuring Bruno Mars. Heather?
Who is Mark Ronson?
Yes.
Grammy for 8.
1985 Song of the Year was this charity number with 21 soloists and a big chorus of stars. John.
What is We Are the World?
Yes.
1200.
Talking for Clapping by this man took the honors as Best Comedy Album in 2016. Heather.
Who is Patton Oswalt?
Good.
1600.
In 2006, this 90-year-old guitar innovator won Grammys for Best Rock and Best Pop Instrumental Performances. John.
Who's Les Paul?
Yes, and now the last clue. 2018's Album of the Year went to this country queen for Golden Hour. Heather.
Who is Kacey Musgraves?
Good. That takes you up to 9,200. Quite a game here to wrap up the week. Final Jeopardy still to come. Category today, best-selling authors. The people like how well you have done. We'll reveal the clue in a moment.
Closed captioning sponsored in part by...
Would I serve my family really matters.
Which is the only egg good enough for my family? Only Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
Tracking some heavy rainfall moving into the area as we go through the overnight. It looks like it's going to be a wet Saturday morning. A look at the latest rainfall totals that I have.
Toxic heavy metals in children's food. What parents can do to try and reduce dangerous exposure.
In the Geico sequel ad, this is the two-word name Pinocchio uses for his dating profile. What is Pete-nocchio? Vote for your favorite Geico sequel at geico.com/sequels.
This is a popular Jeopardy subject, best-selling authors. Players, let's see if you like the clue. Now in her 70s, this author splits her time between Paris and San Francisco, often writing 20 to 22 hours a day on an old typewriter. You have 30 seconds. Good luck. Coming to you, Ushwin, you had 6,000 in third place. Which author did you think of? You were going for Maria, and I can't figure out where, but it's incorrect. There's no Marie, and it'll cost you $1 only, leaving you with 5,999. Let's go to Heather. She had 9,200. Did she come up with the correct response? Mary Higgins Clark. No, that too. Incorrect. It'll cost you 1,401. That brings you down to 7,799. Let's go to John Cuevas. 10,600. And the response, Nora Ephron. Incorrect. The correct response, who is Danielle Steele? What did you lose? 7,801. Hey, guess what, Heather? It's a small total, but you're the new Jeopardy champion with $7,799. Way to go. All right, we'll say goodbye. Have a good, safe weekend. We'll see you on Monday.
Promotional consideration provided by GEICO. Jeopardy is also brought to you by...
People who have been diagnosed with mesothelioma have many questions. That's why we offer this free book.
Call toll-free at 1-888-888-3231.
They say, do you believe in love at first sight? Yes, when it comes to a dog. It was love at first sight. Mo is family, so I feed him Blue.
Do you have concerns about mild memory loss related to aging? Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. Prevagen, healthier brain, better life.